I'll get us started. It's now 8 o'clock on the December 5th, Saturday, December 5th, 2020. I'll call to order the Saturday version of the Washington State Fish and Wildlife Commission. Welcome, everyone. Nikki, are you here with us?
Yes, sir.
We're in open public comment, agenda item 11. Would you do your magic and read the preamble, please?
I sure will. We will now take public comments from attendees. As a reminder, everyone receives 3 minutes for comment. Everyone's currently muted, so if you have a question, please raise your hand. If you're on the computer, the raise hand button appears under your name. If you're on the phone, please press *9 and wait to hear you have been unmuted. That is your indication that it is your turn to speak. I kind of feel like a flight attendant.
You do well. What a nice voice. Good morning, Amy.
All right, so we've got 10 more folks so far. And roll into it. Our first is Martha Hall, followed by Ron Reed. Glad to see Ron's got the tech figured out today. Go ahead, Martha.
Yes, I'm unmuted.
You are.
Thank you. I'd like to comment today on the commission's discussion yesterday of the spring bear hunts following the public hearing. The commission discussed how and when it might discuss one of the most important issues about these hunts, why staff in Olympia wants to have them. As you know, the public is very interested in this, and I hope that the commissioners agree. Last Tuesday was the first time staff has ever told the public that these hunts may be mostly about recreational hunting. This was 3 days before the public hearing and well after the public comment period ended. Staff has still failed to clearly explain its reasons for these hunts. Black bears belong to the public. Yes, more than 95% of us in the state who do not want to kill bears do know that bears will be hunted. This is part of the department's mandate. We get it. But we have a right to know and comment on when, where, why, and how bears are hunted. The public also expects transparency and hunting that reflects our values, ethics, and interests. When the department first introduced the idea of killing bears in the spring, both the public and the commission were told it was necessary for tree damage. The spring hunts were never promoted as just another hunt in the spring for recreation. They were about conflicts. Now we know this is no longer true, and only maybe 15% are about tree damage. The department's not explained the other 85%. My research shows it's probably recreational hunting. Staff has changed the original and fundamental reason. This has not been explained to the public or commission. I've had in my previous comments, staff reasons may not be consistent with department policy in its game management plan. This is important and needs to be discussed. The commission has never approved these hunts with full knowledge of the major change and a discussion of the new reasons for these hunts. You have several choices when voting on this issue later this month. You may postpone your decision until the department tells the public and commission the reason for the hunts, and there's a public comment period and public hearing on these reasons. The public should have an opportunity to discuss it. I have a legal question. Does the department policy and state law even allow the commission to vote on a rulemaking proposal when the public and commission hasn't been told the reason for the proposal? The commission has a second choice to vote to not approve this rule and just cancel the hunts in 2021. This would give the commission a chance to work through the issues. Our state will be okay if the 2021 spring hunts are canceled. In fact, this would mean Washington would join the majority of the states with black bears that do not allow killing bears in spring. As staff explained, other state wildlife commissions listen to their public who believe these hunts are unethical and inhumane. Currently, only 8 of 32 states have these. Washington would be joining the majority. Thank you. And thank you for your service. I don't know how you do this. I could hardly get up this morning and do this again. So thank you, all of you.
Martha, hold on for a moment, please. I want to thank you for your comments. And Vice Chair Baker has a comment or question for you.
Yes, please.
Well, it's more of a question maybe for Joe Pinesco. Martha, I wanted to thank you and all the other people that testified yesterday, not just on bear hunts, but we had a couple of very long and very passionate parts of our agenda yesterday. What I wanted to make clear to the spring bear hunt opposition is that the vote that we're taking, this is my opinion, and this is sort of the question for Joe. The vote that we're taking on the 18th is whether we tweak the WAC a little bit, the current WAC. If we don't vote, if we just left it alone and didn't vote, we would still have the current WAC. So although this change has seemed to have opened a lot of opinion about whether we should have spring bear hunts, that isn't teed up for us just now, I believe. And before Joe comes on, I'd also like to say that I think, at least speaking for myself, the testimony and the letters that we've gotten has made me think that this is an issue that we do need to get on the agenda and get a briefing and figure out the legal pathway to either extending or stopping these hunts. So that's going to happen, at least if I have anything to do with it. But Joe, could you clarify what our vote is on the 18th?
You characterized it accurately, Vice Chair Baker. It is it's a modification of the existing rule that allows the spring bear hunts. And the complete repeal of the existing rule is not something on the table. It was not properly noticed with a CR 101, the introductory form to start rulemaking process, or the CR 102, the notice for this public hearing. The repeal of all spring bear hunting was not something that was teed up with public notice. For example, those who engage in the hunt, if they knew that that option was on the table, my hunch is you'd be hearing a little bit more variety of opinions before you. But since that wasn't on the table, that, that part of your constituency probably didn't feel the need to come in and speak up.
So just to finish that, thank you, Joe. Martha, I want to let you know that your testimony and the testimony of others was not for naught, because you raised a really important issue. It's just that now it's incumbent on us to figure out how to raise it in the proper way. So thank you.
May I reply?
Yes, very quickly, please, Martha.
Yes, I think we're very interested in the legal implications too, because we do not believe that there's been proper public notification on the existing hunt that you are again approving. And this, I cannot believe this is legal for the hunts to be changed and then approved without the public commenting on the new reason. So I'm very interested in the legal implications of this as a member of the public.
Martha, thank you very much for your comments. Have a good weekend. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Ron Reed, followed by Samantha Brueger. Go ahead, Ron. Make sure you unmute yourself.
Good morning, and thank you for this opportunity. My name is Ronald Reed, and I'm a lifelong resident of Eastern Washington, and I'll just quickly note that I think that changing the WAC to stop the unethical and barbaric spring bear hunts would be an obvious important move on the commission's part. I related a story to the commission yesterday about an incident on November 30th. When hound hunters chased a cougar, treed, and killed it on our neighbor's property very near our home. This action to hire private hound hunters was authorized by the department's enforcement division. There are more details that I want to take this opportunity to convey to the commission this morning. First, I want to point out that Bruce Dunn...
Cutting out there.
person who spoke yesterday shortly after.
Are you still there, Ron?
Near my home and property on November 20th. I understand this rule, and that makes nonsense and disrupted and endangered my neighborhood, as well as the safety of his own crew. That should tell the commission a lot of, and people like him, more authorization to be wandering around in our woods with their guns. As land association, I felt obligated to look more closely into this matter after being made aware of it. It's clear that both the hunter, his hounds, and the WDFW enforcement officers trespassed on our private property without regard to our sovereignty as land and homeowners. Mr. Duncan and his hounds trespassed two of my neighbors' private property in pursuit of this cougar, neither of whom were not spoken with the property owners, and one in particular is very upset with the trespass. Like many people in my area, my neighbor is well-armed and he takes defense of his family and property seriously. He told me that if he had been home and seen someone on his property carrying a gun, the situation would likely not have ended well. By the way, he's a lieutenant with the Spokane Police Department. The WDFW enforcement officers also came through our private gate without authorization or permission and crossed at least three landowners' properties to get where the killed. Additionally, by the time the officers arrived at the scene, the cougar had already been killed. The danger here to public safety is obvious. What are people supposed to think and how are they supposed to act if they see someone they don't know on their property carrying guns? Our neighborhood has elderly people, children, and dogs, any of whom could have gotten in the middle of this chase and been seriously harmed. And there very easily could have been a standoff between people protecting their property and civilians in plain clothes intruding on that property with guns. Although it is supposed to be illegal, hound hunting in Washington is already out of control, which I now know based on personal experience. I think the commission needs to investigate what is really happening on the ground and think very carefully before it extends this program and makes the problem even worse. Thank you
for time, Ron.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. Reed, for your comments today. Next, Nikki.
Question, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry. Commissioner McIsaac has a question.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With regard to this incident that you've given us some pretty good detail on, do you know what the reason was for the cougar to have been identified as a problem cougar that warranted this particular situation to start with?
Yeah. Yes, if I can respond. Yeah, I've been in touch with the people. There were 13 sheep killed over the course of 3 days on the week of the 20th is the day that it happened. And it was determined that a cougar had done that. I've been in touch with the people down the mountain from us who lost the sheep. And, that was the reason, although she assumed when she called the department that the cougar was going to be tranquilized and relocated. She did not know and was not happy about the cougar being killed. So that's what happened. And that was down in Jameson Valley below Tower Mountain, probably a couple miles or 3 miles maybe from where our home and properties are. And they chased the cougar up the wooded side of the draw there and ended up on Sean Wheeler's and Ted Solemn's properties where the cougar was killed. Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you. Uh-huh.
Thank you, Mr. Reed. Have a good weekend. Nikki, next, too. Please.
Next, we got Samantha Brueger, followed by Sharon Strobel. Go ahead, Samantha.
Hey, hello everybody again, and happy Saturday morning. I wanted to reach out again about the spring bear hunts. Like I mentioned yesterday, I work with an organization, Wild Earth Guardians, and I connected with one of my legal colleagues around the issue. And this is what she relayed back, and I'm hoping the commission can consider this, that there seems to be a lot of confusion about the purpose of this proposed hunt. Many of us have spent a lot of time trying to understand this, but it is a moving target. During Thursday's committee meeting, the department admitted that the hunt was largely recreational. But yesterday, the department went back to saying that although it is used for recreational hunters, the hunt was really to address management concerns. But those management concerns have not been clearly articulated. The public and the commission deserve to understand why exactly these hunts are necessary and what science or data supports the department's goals. So far, the department has not articulated any rationale that is able to withstand scrutiny. Commissioners who are bothered by spring bear hunts should not believe that their vote for this rule will not really authorize a new spring bear hunt. It will. This proposal is not just a ministerial change on an existing rule. The spring bear hunt must be reauthorized by a new rule each year. One of the amendments you are being asked to make would change the year of the hunt from 2020 to 2021. If the commission does not pass the proposed rule, there is no spring bear hunt in 2021. On the other hand, if you vote for this rule, then make no mistake, you are voting in favor of a spring bear hunt. If any commissioner has concerns about spring bear hunting, I ask that you do not approve this rule to authorize another spring bear hunt in 2021, but that you do one of these two things. First, you might consider postponing the vote on this rule until early next year to allow for more time for the informed public comment. After the department makes clear to the public that this rule will authorize a 2021 spring bear hunt that is primarily for recreational reasons. Otherwise, I urge you to vote against this rule now and refuse to authorize a new spring bear hunt. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Samantha, for your comments. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we have Sharon Strobel, followed by David Lynn. Go ahead, Sharon.
Okay, just a few comments again on the spring bear hunt. This hunt is laced with many serious problems and inconsistencies and legitimate challenges. For the commission not to recognize the urgency of this issue is not prudent and puts our black bears at risk for another destructive and inappropriate spring hunt. There is ample opportunity for hunting bears in the regularly scheduled fall hunt, and it does not need to be supplemented by a spring hunt that is so objectionable to so many people. Even ethical hunters object to hunting bears during this most vulnerable season when just emerging from hibernation with dependent cubs in tow. And we all know there will be resulting cub deaths and unnecessary suffering. To continue this hunt must be reauthorized by a new rule every year, as was just stated. It can be stopped now by simply failing to change the date to 2021. Please stop this hunt that is recognized by other Western states as inhumane, inappropriate, and unnecessary. Let Washington be a leader in this, in its hunting practices, and not an embarrassment. I urge you to postpone consideration of this rule change or vote against it on December 18th. More time is needed, and the spring hunt must not go forward in 2021. Please do not authorize that date, and you will stop it. Thank you very much.
Sharon, thank you for your comments today. Next, Nikki, please.
Next, we've got David Lynn, followed by Ravi O'Leary. Go ahead, David.
Good morning, commissioners. My name is David Lynn from Ocean Shores. And like others, I think a lot of us felt a little bit disconcerted with the proposal from yesterday, so we're following up on that. So I would like to clarify a few issues. There seemed to be some confusion about what changes were included in the proposal and exactly what the commission would be voting on. Perhaps legal counsel can give us some advice on that. after hearing all the comments, but some viewed the changes rather narrowly as being only date changes and one decrease in the killing limit. Based upon that reading, some of the commissioners felt they would only be voting on those adjustments and not upon whether to have the season or not. Many public commentators argued in favor of eliminating the spring hunt rather than accept those changes. It has been pointed out that one of the changes in the proposal actually does change the season from 2020 to 2021. Therefore, in approving the rule changes, the commission is in fact endorsing the spring hunt for next year. It is not necessarily something that is predetermined by the game management plan. And by voting against the proposal, the commission would in fact be able to stop the spring hunt because of its dependence on that change. The department's rationale for the bear hunt has been confusing at best. If it is a recreational hunt, why is it so limited compared to the regular season, or why even have two seasons at all? If it is because of tree damage on commercial tree farms, is the department using all of these hunters as agents of the state to carry out its work? And if so, are they being properly vetted and certified? As you heard, the proposal will undoubtedly result in orphaning and death of an untold number of cubs whose mothers will be needlessly killed. Some of the hunted areas may have bear stations, which can become illegal baiting traps for the bears. Can the department properly monitor that, and is this ethical? The department must be better than this. It is an unnecessary hunt, and there are certainly better methods of accomplishing the department's objectives. For those commissioners who, like the majority of the public that they represent, are uncomfortable with what you are being asked to approve, I hope that you will vote to disapprove this proposal, or at least postpone the decision until the department has made a stronger case for this hunt. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments, Mr. Lynn. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Reve, and then O'Leary, followed by Stephanie Taylor. Go ahead, Reve.
Thank you so much. My name is Reve O'Leary, resident and business owner from Forks, Washington. I want to thank the commission chair and director for their time yesterday and again today to discuss emergency steelhead rule proposals. I'm coming back to you today because I feel the urgency and impact of the decision being made deserves an update and more time. I know Director Susswin's update yesterday to the commission included the fact that they would be having a staff meeting with a group from the guide community and that they were very hopeful in receiving additional ideas. During that meeting, guides presented a river by river plan that would provide restrictions we felt would move towards meeting objective goals. It is now my understanding that the department feels these changes would not be enough. We understand the position WDFW is in trying to make drastic changes to limit potential for declined runs in the future using the guidelines from the Steelhead Management Plan. Unfortunately, we as guides and the greater community are not aware of what metrics they're using to be able to come to the table with ideas that can be better for fish while being considerate to the economic and social impacts this will have on our rural communities. We agree that measures need to be taken on rivers that have expected returns that are below the escapement goal, but currently the Quileute return is projected to be 52% over the escapement goal, and the Ho is expected to have 20% higher returns over escapement. Limiting user groups based on metrics we are not made aware of in many cases include a lack of data for things like the pressure shift, the impact the gear regulations will actually have on the fish, and others seems unnecessary. WDFW is proposing not completely closing any of the rivers. Leaving the Quileute system open to fishing from a floating device shouldn't greatly increase the angler pressure thus on that river. I think it's also important to note when we are talking about feedback the department has received, in the Steelhead Town meeting just a week ago, it was presented that these options were presented and were very vague about how they'd be administered. So many, like us, may not have originally thought we were advising the department to institute these changes on a blanket coastwide basis, especially because the Quileute is exceeding escapement goal by over 50%. In regards to the release of information, we understand final numbers may not be available until December, but the trajectory that has been established, I can't believe the department was not already simulating this scenario months ago. This information could have been discussed earlier and would have a lot better response from us, giving more time to think about all of the options. Again, we can't reiterate enough the impact these current changes will have on our rural communities, heightened further by the comment that whatever changes are taken could likely continue for at least the next 2 to 3 years. We agree with the commission that conservation needs to be the primary concern, but complete disregard for rural economies is not the answer. Thank you.
Thank you, Reveille, for your comments. Next, Nikki, please.
Next, we've got Stephanie Taylor, followed by Lynn Okita. Go ahead, Stephanie.
Thank you, Nicole. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you.
Wonderful. Good morning, commissioners and department staff. I'm Stephanie Taylor here with the Northwest Animal Rights Network. Thank you for the opportunity to comment this morning. We are based in Seattle, and we have members all across Washington. I'm bewildered by what happened yesterday. First, the chair cut the public comment time down to accommodate the executive session, and then you postponed the executive session. Your constituents have taken time off of work to attend these meetings to talk to you about issues that they care deeply about. You can at least have the respect to allow the public the time they deserve and are legally entitled to. I'm also bothered by what was just mentioned to the commission by your own staff. Canceling the spring bear hunt is absolutely on the table. It is you, the commission, who are tasked with making these decisions, nobody else. The spring bear hunt must be reauthorized by a new rule each year. I'm not sure where this confusion is coming in. If the commission does not pass this proposed rule, there's no spring hunt in 2021. If you vote for this rule, you are signing your name in favor of the spring bear hunt. You are saying to your constituents that you support animal cruelty and orphaning baby bear cubs. You are saying that this commission does not respect the voters of Washington. I'd ask the commission to postpone this vote to next year to allow more time for the department to make it abundantly clear to the public that this rule will authorize a 2021 spring bear hunt that is primarily for recreation purposes. Otherwise, I urge you to vote against this rule now and refuse to authorize a new spring bear hunt. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments, Stephanie. Next, Nikki, please.
Next, we've got Lynn Okita, followed by Claire Davis. Go ahead, Lynn.
Good morning, Chairman and Commissioners. My name is Lynn Okita. I want to comment on the Commission's discussion yesterday after the public hearing regarding the spring bear hunt. Questions were raised by both the public and the Commission as to the purpose and necessity of this hunt. It seems that it primarily exists to satisfy a small percentage of hunters who desire this so-called recreational opportunity. By permitting a spring bear hunt, it sends the message to the public that you're willing to allow the killing of lactating female bears and the inevitable suffering and death of their young cubs, all in the name of recreational opportunity. In this case, it's trophy hunting, so let's be clear about that. This inhumane and unethical practice should not be sanctioned by the commission. Therefore, this issue deserves further evaluation as well as full disclosure of the details to the public, so we may then make fully informed comments before any new rule is voted on by the commission. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn, for your comments this morning. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Claire Davis, and that is our last one. So if there is anybody that wants to give input this morning, you're on the phone, please press star 9 or hover over your name and click the raise your hand function. There we go. Go ahead, Claire.
Good morning. This is Claire Lopes Davis from the law firm of Animal and Earth Advocates. Thank you for hearing additional testimony this morning. I know this has already been a grueling meeting and you have another packed morning ahead of you. And I think many people do not understand that when commissioners really want to dig into an issue, that means doing a lot of volunteer work on your own time. Given that fact, it was really heartening to hear the commission's discussion following the public comments on the spring bear hunt yesterday, because it was clear many of you really listened to the concerns voiced. The primary question now seems to be whether the issue of continuing the spring bear hunt is really on the table at the moment. Commissioner Baker reiterated that question earlier this morning. From how the 2021 spring bear hunt was presented to the commission and the public, I agree it does seem like just a tweak. The background summary says the proposed amendments are to align season dates and adjust permit numbers. Mr. Pinesco confirmed that today. With all respect to Mr. Pinesco, however, I disagree that you are really being asked to just approve minor changes to an existing program. The way this program works, the commission is asked every year to consider whether a spring bear hunt is justified and necessary, and to make a new decision each year whether to authorize that hunt. The most important part of the amendment you're considering is thus in the title to the rule, which would cross out 2020 and insert 2021, thereby authorizing a new spring bear hunt for the upcoming year. I do agree with Mr. Pinesco, however, that proper notice was not given of this rule proposal. The law requires that the public be clearly told of what a rule will do. And the first sentence of the proposal should have made clear that its primary purpose was to authorize a spring bear hunt for 2021. I agree with Mr. Pinesco also that if the public had been given proper notice, it would have had far more people providing comment. To be clear, as many people have already said this morning, if the commission does not pass the proposed rule amendment, there is no spring hunt in 2021. On the other hand, if you vote for this rule, you are voting in favor of spring bear hunting and saying it is justified based on the reasons presented to you. On that point, we're really indebted to citizen Martha Hall, who's been doing so much work on this subject, digging into the numbers and talking extensively to department staff. What she's uncovered is that roughly 85% of the hunt is purely recreational. In closing remarks yesterday, the department, however, added further confusion to this issue, saying that although the hunt uses recreational hunters, it really is for management purposes. And it would still need to serve those purposes, in other words, kill those bears, if the hunt did not happen. But I think Martha's careful research shows this is just not true. There's no compelling need for anyone, department staff or recreational hunters, to be killing these bears as they emerge from hibernation with their newborn cubs. If any commissioner has concerns about continuing spring bear hunting, I would say that the time to act on those concerns is now. You should not approve this rule to authorize another bear hunt in 2021. From what I've heard to date, it seems that it would make the most sense, both legally and ethically, to postpone this vote to allow the public to be given proper notice of the effects of this rule and opportunity to comment. Otherwise, I urge you to vote against this rule on December 18th and refuse to authorize another 2021 spring bear hunt based on the thin pretext you've been offered. Please don't wait another year to see how many newborn cubs this totally unnecessary hunt will orphan in 2021. Thank you so much for your time.
Claire, this is Chair Carpenter. I might add that we have and will continue to request from Councillor Pinesco and Nate Pamplin to give us an overview of the particular legalities that you and others have mentioned. Okay?
I very much appreciate that. And I appreciate how very seriously the commission is obviously taking this vote and its legal responsibilities here. So thank you for that comment.
Thank you for your comments today as well. Nikki, next, please.
Next, I've got Chris Bachman, followed by Aline V. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, good morning. Am I coming through?
Yep, we got you.
Great. Hey, I'd be echoing a lot of what Samantha Bruger from Wild Earth Guardian said and then what Claire just said, so I won't waste your time doing that. I do mainly want to emphasize that the vote does reauthorize a day change, so it is a renewal, and you are renewing the bear hunt. And just to offer to, I mean, it is up to you. We do rely on you to provide oversight and guidance to WDFW on issues like this. Any lingering biological questions should be answered prior to the vote. And like Claire, I would urge you to vote against it if you still have remaining questions. But at a minimum, postponing the vote until the questions get answered. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your comments, Chris. Nikki, next, please.
Next, we've got Eileen Levee, and that's our last one.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Eileen.
Good morning. I just briefly want to say, as a rancher and an outdoor enthusiast all my life, I think we need to be honest that the particular reason and the main reason for why, from a hunter's perspective, the spring hunt is something that they would desire is because the bear are in the open at that time and they're easily targeted. And the same, I would suggest, is relatable to the baiting, a bait that's put out for deer and other ungulates. I just am so totally opposed to this and find that it is so I can't think of the word right now, or at least I can't say it. It's so oppositional to what hunting should be. And I want people to get out of their F-150s and get out there and move into the forested land and actually hunt rather than having the animals baited, rather than allowing young mothers, young bear mothers to be targeted because it's an easy kill. So I would just leave you with that. The other thing I would like to say in close is that I am personally so impressed with this current commission membership. You're doing yeoman's work. I am very much impressed for whatever that is worth. And I just wish you all well, happy holidays. And I know this is very difficult, but anyway, thank you very much.
Eileen, thank you for your comments and your very kind words this morning. Have a great weekend and holiday yourself. Thank you. Okay, this brings to close.